Remembering that whatever is happening, it's just a process. It also belongs. And we can say the conditions have been fulfilled for this to arise, for this moment to be the way it is. And we don't need to look for anything extraordinary or special. The simple experience of being in this human body is the taste of this moment like. When we use our wisdom, when we remember right view, there's no need to judge any experience. It's natural for difficult experiences to happen, and they happen as part of the natural process of causes and conditions coming together. In the same way, we don't need to cling or be too excited about the pleasant experiences. Also, conditions have come together. As we gain confidence in the practice, we can see that there's a big difference between being caught and tumbling in reactive patterns and being aware that the mind is caught and there's some reactivity. Allowing that to be enough. Awareness of aversion is vastly different than simply aversion. If we are simply allowing nature to happen, how much can the mind and heart relax? We could say that relaxation is an expression of wisdom. Reality is always happening. This is the changing process. It might be the pleasant sounds of birds. The experience of the body, in different states of the heart and mind, and come and go. It's very beautiful to see someone being mindful. So from where I'm sitting, it's quite beautiful to see you practicing. It's always surprising that there are other people that want to do this. And it doesn't take many hours to and discover that the mind and body are not completely in our control. And when we see that, it takes some stamina and courage to continue to show up to our experience. You know, as we let down the shell and the guard that we put up to be safe, it can soften towards our experience. A friend of mine who's also teaching Dharma was describing the mind and heart like a open sheet of paper when it comes into the world. And different incidences and events happen in life, and in order to feel safe, we maybe close down one corner of the paper because something happened, and we withdraw and it folds down. And then something else happens and we pull down another part of this paper, and it's just during our living process we keep closing down in order to find this refuge that feels safe and secure. And in that process, we move out of life and are closing down. And this process of the Dhamma enables us to move back into the fullness of our being, of our heart. And over time, as we visit territory that was previously too difficult to face, it's like the life is being given back to us, this fullness of what we truly are, our true capacity to have this boundless feeling of kindness and love, connection. You know, so the tendencies of our mind to get so stuck in obsessions starts to be seen and unraveled. And it's quite extraordinary that just in as our birthright as a being, a human being, we all have these seeds that we just need to take care of, and they begin to really be expressed. I used to think that that was sort of like mystical talk or something, and then all we need to do is see these qualities begin to blossom a little bit in your own heart and mind, and then in a friend that's practicing, and we realize anyone who has the basic conditions of a healthy mind, if they were to walk the path, this is the result. I feel quite fortunate being in a Dharma role, because a lot of trust is given to someone in that position, and so I get to hear, you know, intimate stories and difficulties. Not quite sure what I want to say about that. I had something I wanted to say. And one of the things that happens when you hear someone speaking truthfully about experience is we really do get to see the laws of nature, the truth of the Dhamma. And if there weren't a lawfulness to our experience, there'd be nothing to teach, and there'd be nothing that we could do as practitioners to cultivate. If life were completely random, suffering were random, happiness was random, we'd be kind of lost at sea. We're just chance. And the Dhamma is pointing to the lawfulness of life. Things happen because causes are there. There's a question about personality this morning, and you know, personality is an expression in a way of the lawfulness of conditions. You know, when we have conditions in the mind, they don't just change every moment. There's a momentum to habits of mind, expressions, and so there is a theme of our being. And yet we're not locked into that expression, those patterns of mind, when we actually have a path that allows us to cultivate, to develop a quality of awareness, that through watching we start to understand what is helpful and what's not helpful. And so even though there's this expression of ourselves that seems to be moment by moment constant, there is a process that's always changing. And the more we're putting in these moments, wholesome moments, we may not see it in the moment, the fact of this change and development, but it's happening. It happens every time there's a wholesome state of mind. The movement is towards the wholesome. And every time there is the unwholesome, there's simply that also that gets planted. Nothing to worry about, just to say, because as we get mindful, we start to see just how many unwholesome things that are happening. There's so much judgment, so much comparing, so much self-worth stories. But seeing all of that is the wholesome. It's the growing of that factor of clarity. And seeing anything allows some more understanding about the nature of the mind, the nature of the conditioning process. So, many of you had a sauna today. I hope that was nice and fun, and that you got to see a lot of different mind states maybe in that process. And then seeing in a conversation, maybe if you had more talking today, what the result of that was. And just seeing it, just seeing how much the mind changes. Maybe it was helpful to the mindfulness, relaxed the mind and body, or maybe sense of getting caught and lost for a while, and then the rediscovery of the moment happened unexpectedly, or how it came back. So all of these experiences reveal something. So we're at this, is it sixth or seventh, sixth day, maybe around there. And there's a kind of rawness and vulnerability that a lot of people have been expressing. And these are really, to me, good signs. It may feel as if, am I ever going to learn this lesson? Am I ever going to be free of this particular predicament? And it can feel that way, partly because we're really seeing the contours, the details of the patterns that we're up against, and it can feel impossible to see a way out at times. And we can just take that doubt, that wondering mind, as the next thing that's happening. The mind is not sure. It's confused, or it feels up against some impossibility, and the mind is now just, you know, churning about, wondering. We take that as the thing that we're aware of. And again, the mind can settle down. So over and again, the practice gets very simple when we remember what's happening. And if at any point it feels difficult to practice, it's usually some way that we're thinking about experience. Some defilement's operating if it's not very simple. So if the mind feels overwhelmed and complicated, how do I make this very simple again? What's happening? Can I just back up and allow this to be known? The mind is doubting or thinking. All right, so just taking this moment again to just appreciate the ways that wholesome qualities of mind were developed, all the many moments during the day when there was an intention to be honest with what was happening, to observe and acknowledge what was there. This attitude of meeting experience as it is. And this leads to greater wisdom, greater understanding. So may these good qualities not only serve towards our own freedom, may this be shared with the vastness of this planet and the vast beings that are here with us. May all beings be free from suffering. And thank you for your practice today.